Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. Today, we're taking a closer look at some really fascinating topics your students are exploring in The Juice.
It's quite a mix today, isn't it? We've got everything from, well, how city lights affect birds to unexpected tech money, political jams, simple acts of kindness, and also a look at education trends. We'll try to unpack why these stories are relevant and what they tell us about, you know, the world today.
Okay, let's start with that intersection of human stuff and nature. I'm talking about a prolonged bird song, light pollution artificially lengthening birds' days.
Mm-hmm.
So these ornithologists, Neil Gilbert and Brent Pease, they use data from bird weather devices, that's citizen science, right? People's backyard sensors.
Exactly, acoustic data.
And they found birds in light polluted areas are active, get this, up to an hour longer each day. It makes you wonder, what other things that we just do every day, like streetlights, are having these kinds of quiet impacts we don't even notice?
Absolutely, and that's the crucial part. The data shows they're starting about 20 minutes earlier, stopping 30 minutes later.
Mm-hmm.
Some robins, American robins, apparently singing 2 hours before sunrise in these bright areas. It really challenges that idea that nature is sort of over there and our cities are here. They're deeply connected. It's an unintended consequence, a ripple effect, like you said.
Right. And speaking of ripple effects, sometimes these unintended things aren't negative. Sometimes, you know, a small decision from way back can lead to a surprising boom, like this story. Tiny Caribbean island reaps AI windfall.
Mm.
Anguilla, tiny British territory, got the .ai domain extension years ago, almost randomly.
Yeah, just assigned to them.
And now with the whole AI explosion, that .ai is suddenly super valuable. I mean, there's a story of one entrepreneur paying $700,000 for one address.
It's incredible, isn't it? A fantastic example of unexpected value. Just in 2024, Anguilla apparently made over $39 million licensing these things. And get this, that's 23% of its entire government revenue.
Yeah.
It basically turned a digital suffix into a major national asset. Just
yeah.
Shows how, well, sometimes luck or maybe foresight can have a huge unforeseen impact.
Okay, so from global tech booms, let's pivot to government and politics. The situation in France, it really makes you think, doesn't it? How stable can things be with such constant change at the top? We're looking at French Parliament dumps another prime minister amid ongoing political stalemate. President Macron is appointing his fourth prime minister in less than 2 years. This happened after a no-confidence vote ousted François Bayrou.
Right. A no-confidence vote basically means Parliament lost faith in the government. And this stalemate, it's pretty serious. The core issue seems to be austerity measures, government spending cuts. They're trying to get France's national debt under control, which is quite high, 114% of GDP. Mm-hmm. But these cuts are uniting both the right and the left against the government. You're seeing public movements like Let's Block Everything calls for strikes. There was a political commentator, Alain Duhamel, who noted this raises questions about the survival of our political system. It's a really tough spot.
Yeah, balancing the books versus what people want. Tricky. Okay, so shifting gears from that national complexity, which can feel a bit, you know, overwhelming. Let's zoom in on something more personal, an act of human connection. This story from Pittsburgh. Police officer's act of kindness helps deaf man find his way home.
Mm.
It's about Officer Stephen Harris. He gets a call at an Amtrak station, finds a man who is deaf, speaks French, and got left behind by his bus.
Right. And what's great here is what Officer Harris and his partner did. They didn't just, you know, pass the buck. They used a hotspot, a translator line, figured out his situation. And then Harris personally bought the man a train ticket to New York. It was like $113.
Wow. Really went above and beyond.
Exactly. And his quote was, "We're supposed to be good men. Good men helping other good men." It's just, it cuts through, doesn't it?
Yeah.
A simple act of compassion in a complicated world. Really powerful.
It really is. Okay, finally, let's turn to something crucial right here at home. Nation's report card shows declines in high school math, reading scores. This is the National Assessment of Educational Progress, the NAEP, for 2024. It shows 12th grader scores in math and reading. Well, they've fallen. Lowest levels in decades. And this trend started even before the pandemic.
Yeah, the numbers aren't great. Reading 67% of seniors hit the basic level, which is down from 70% in 2019. And math was 54%, down from 59%.
So what are the broader implications here as these kids are heading out into the world?
Well, that's the big concern, isn't it? Leslie Muldoon, from the board that oversees NAEP, put it pretty starkly. She said these students are taking their next steps with fewer skills and less knowledge at a time when rapid advancements demand more. You know, things like AI we were just talking about, it really highlights this urgent need to make sure education is keeping up, preparing kids for a pretty complex future. It's more than just test scores.
Definitely. So what a range we've covered today, from, you know, birds and city lights to AI windfalls, political struggles, acts of kindness, and these big questions about education.
Yeah, quite a journey. And these are the kinds of things students are digging into daily with the Juice. We really hope this deep dive gives you some useful context, maybe some things to chat about, you know, at the dinner table or in the classroom.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us for this deep dive. We look forward to exploring more fascinating topics with you next time.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.